endocrine jargon, it's officially the grooviest hormone on earth because oxytocin's by now famous. It causes bonding between mothers and infants and pair bonding between monogamous couples, and it makes you more expressive and emotionally sensitive and more cooperative and more charitable and more trusting. And there's a whole new horrifying field of neuroscience called neuromarketing, where if you spritz oxytocin up people's noses, they're more likely to believe all sorts of gibberish and nonsense of people trying to sell you stuff, whether it's their political viewpoint or some gewgaw. I mean, if they could spray oxytocin through the vents in like Costco all over this country, what that would do to the economy of like sort of the nonsense that people would buy. Okay, so oxytocin promotes pro-social behavior until you look more closely. And what recent work shows is that's exactly what oxytocin does. It makes you much more cooperative and generous and charitable and all of that with people who you categorize as being just like you. It makes you more pro-social towards in-group members. And when it comes to out-group members, it makes people more xenophobic and more preemptively aggressive and less cooperative. And the greatest study showing this was a couple of years ago. And this was a group in the Netherlands where they got their usual sort of lab rats, which was college volunteers from some like university there. And what they did was they gave everyone the standard classic problem in philosophy, the runaway trolley problem. Is it okay to sacrifice one person, push them in front of a runaway trolley to save five? And there's a whole world of research done on that. So they sort of established the baseline levels at which people would be willing to push somebody to save five. Now what they did was they gave the person they were pushing onto the track a name. A third of the time, the person would get a name that apparently is just like your stereotypical Dutch name, Dirk or Peter or something like that. A third of the time, or the remainder of the time, either of the two groups that people in Holland tend to have a lot of out-group hostility towards, Germans, oh, that's right, World War II, or people with Muslim names. So now you've got the scenario, do you push Dirk in front of the trolley? Do you push Otto in front of the trolley? Do you push Mahmoud in front of the trolley? And what they show is, give people oxytocin and they're less likely to sacrifice Dirk, whereas they can't leap fast enough to push Wolfgang and Ahmoud there under the tracks. Oxytocin doesn't make us nicer. It makes us nicer to people we're already predisposed towards being nice to. It exaggerates us-them contrasts.